Hello. We are finally back. God, Kelly, how many weeks have we had off?
About 2 months. No, it's probably been about a month, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's just been crazy, hasn't it? Between mum life, work, getting back to normal, socialising, trying to stay alive. It's been busy, but we just do this for a bit of fun anyway in a catch-up, don't we? So
we're here.
Yeah, we're here. You're obviously at home. You've had the Rona.
I know. I can't believe it. Like, right at the end as well. Like, I thought I'd already had it, to be fair. But yeah, right at the end. And I'm here in isolation and you're out.
In Spain, honestly, it is so nice to be somewhere different. I mean, it's not the usual. It doesn't feel like a holiday anyway because I'm just staying with my mum and dad. It's not like you go out and you're doing this, that and the other. You're in a hotel, but it's also different when you've got a child. Like, Remy's napping now, so I'm just trying to grab some time to get some work done, get a bit,
yeah.
Like, it's different. It's definitely different.
Is everything open out there and everything? So is it normal?
Yeah, you still have to wear masks inside. But yeah, everything, it's pretty similar to home, but it does seem a lot more relaxed here. And there's just so much more to do. Like, it's different, isn't it? It does feel like a holiday and you kind of don't even think about the corona situation. But getting out here, I was a lot more worried than I should have been. I'm actually flying back with Remy on my own. I extended first to stay longer because obviously with work and everything, I don't have to rush back at all. Matt has to go back for work, but he's actually extended by 3 more days. So, yeah, I'm travelling back on my own.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. I bet you as well, Remy will be like good as gold and you'll be like, oh my God, what was I worrying about?
Yeah. Well, she was absolutely fine on the way here. Luckily, there was a seat in between me and Matt, so she had her own space. Like, I think it would have been a different story if she had to stay on my knee the whole time. And it's the same on the way back. I'm going to keep checking the seat situation. But yeah, I'll have my rucksack, whatever you call it, bag with passports and everything in. Then I'll have the stroller, Remy, and the huge suitcase because Matt was taking that home. But now he's changed his flight. I'm taking it. So yeah, it'll be fun. And we've got to do an antigen test 3 days before we fly back, and then obviously she didn't have to isolate now.
What, when you come back?
I do, but Remy doesn't, and Matt doesn't have to either because he'll have done his isolating period.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Back. So Remy can luckily go back to nursery and everything like that, but I have to isolate him and do the 5 days. But that's fine by me. I'm just gonna get my life together, but. Anyway,
so when do you come back?
What day is it today? A week on Wednesday. So yeah, I've got another. Oh, I don't know. I don't even know what day it is. Honest to God,
you'll be out there for another 2 months.
Yeah, I can just keep seeing being like, I'm still not ready to go home. I'm just gonna carry on. But
oh God, I would.
When are you free to like get out?
Well, so this is a huge mess up. So you have track and trace call you every single day to make sure that you're isolating. And they called me the other day. I said, oh, you're out of isolation on the 12th. And I said, that's wrong. Like, because it goes from when you first had symptoms, not when you got positive. So I had symptoms last Thursday. So it should be like our last day should be today. Yeah. But they've done it from when my test was positive, which was Saturday. So technically, but I've called them up and they're going to change it for me. So because Brad was literally fuming because the football's on tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah.
So yeah, actually today is our last day, so we're allowed out tomorrow. So yeah.
Yeah, get out and watch football.
I know. Well, we're going back to where my mum and dad live, Norfolk, to like watch it. So with everyone. So yeah, hopefully it'll be good.
I don't know what we're doing. It's so hard, like, because we've been trying to get Remy into a routine. I've had so many questions about this, travelling with a child in a bubble as well. We've been trying, it's obviously easier because we're in a villa, so we don't have to go back to the hotel room or anything like that, but we've been trying to really, she's been crying every time she goes near the bed. She like knows. But we obviously want to watch the football, and my mum and dad have got a few friends around here, so they'll be like doing something, but it throws her off again when we finally just got her into a routine. I know she can like try and sleep in the pram or whatever, but
I know
it is so different taking, obviously they just come along with whatever you're doing, but it is a very different experience.
How's the heat? Is it hot out there?
Today it is. It's 28 at the minute, but then on Monday, I think it's meant to be 42. But it is actually quite bearable, especially when you've got the shade and the aircon and the pool.
Remy's yeah. Pool. Like, you got a private pool and...
You know, it's not a big deal. But my mum and dad have got the dogs out here. We drove last time we came. I was pregnant, actually, and we brought Cooper, but we've left him at home. We miss him.
Yeah, I love it.
On that front, but yeah, let's just dive on in. I mean, the main thing I wanted to talk about was some motherfucker giving me shit about mum shaved. I got trolled, which never actually happens often. I've only had about 3 horrible messages, which, you know, compared to some people, especially when they've got a huge following, the stuff that gets sent. But yeah, I can't even remember the message, but it was basically Remy was screaming and she's been really grumpy, which, you know, it's fine. She's a toddler, and me and Matt gave her the V's and we were like, oh, stop. As a friggin' joke. I mean, who doesn't mutter under the breath like, shut the fuck up?
Yeah, everyone.
But yeah. Basically saying it is appalling and vile and I'm a terrible parent and disgraceful. Some randomer who doesn't even follow me on Instagram, so doesn't know what type of a person or parent I am anyway, which, by the way, I'm a very good mum. As long as I'm happy.
Anyone that knows you, though, know, well, I think the problem with today's society is that they literally cannot take a joke anymore. You like, have a sense of humour. Yeah. Like you said as well, like when you're at home, they do something, you're just like, oh my God, please shut up. Like to yourself, like people obviously can't see that, but I'm sure they all do it. And yeah, people just need to have a bit of sense of humour, you know, take it by the chin. But another thing as well that I was thinking about when I saw it is with that lady, or I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, lady, man, whatever, another mum, whatever. Would they come up to you in the street and say that? No, you don't tell someone how to, you know. I was talking about this with my friend earlier, and she asked if you were okay. And I just said, you know, even if my friend told me not to do that, I'd be like, excuse me. Like, it's crazy. It really is. But I think the more follow, obviously you've got a lot, I would never... The only people that are on my social media are just like friends probably, and you know, people that know me, but you have quite a bigger following, so it's crazy that the more
follow me. And I was like, excuse me. I mean, to Matt I was like, that beep 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 beep, I was like, that fucking stupid motherfucking bitch. But I was like, excuse me. And but I wasn't like bothered by it at all, because I just think, well, I am confident in me as a parent, and I know, like, I just know that I am a good, like, some days I think, oh God, I've not done this with her, and I've not done this. Like, you compare yourself sometimes when you see people getting out the flashcards and giving the child, you know, like salmon risotto, and I'm there like, just have a fish finger today, hon, because I'm struck. But
that is people don't show that, like, the amount of times, you know, when you speak to your friends as well, like some nights I'm just like, he loves fish fingers, chips, beans, a bit of veg. If he likes that, I will give it to him. As long as your child's fed, I don't think it really matters. You get so much mum guilt as well about everything, and then when you actually think of the bigger picture, you're like, oh my God, they have a house over their heads, there, they get fed, you take them to baby groups, they go swimming, like, ugh. People just...
We know that our children are loved more than anything, and some stranger's opinion when they have seen a 15 second clip. It's irrelevant. I had so many nice messages, honestly. Like, that's the good thing about Instagram. Even people that you haven't met are like, what a twat.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, as soon as I saw it, I was like, what the fuck? I mean, but what did...
I think that's nothing in comparison to what, you know, like, people with a huge following get. And it's actually shocking what people have to put up with. And I just think, what is going on? But then I saw a thing on Instagram. There's like a new... what's the word? Not hack. Option or something where you can, like, hide messages with a certain word in it. And it's just like, what is the world?
I know that you're having to do that.
Prevent yourself from being abused. It's so bad.
What I've started to do as well, I suppose, is different now. I don't know how it works. Like, do people just, like, get loads of followers at the same time? Because I haven't got many. If someone follows me, like, I have quite a lot of... this probably sounds really bad, but, like, you know, you get them, like, really random accounts that follow you, where they've literally got no photos.
Oh, block. I always block and delete.
Yeah, like, I block them straight away, and I feel like I'm, like, keeping... just you never know. If I become, like, have 100,000 followers in the next couple of months, not, then, like, I just feel like I'm going to keep on top of it. But yeah, it's crazy. What I want to know is, when you replied to her, did she reply to you or did you just block her?
She saw it, but then I blocked her because I thought, I'm not even getting into it. But now, when I see, it was in my message request. So now when I see I've got requests, I'm like anxious to open it because I think, oh my God, what now? When it really shouldn't be like that. But I think obviously now working in with Begins With You, and we work with the likes of Rebecca and Emma and Ashley and Amber, who have such huge social media followings, that has opened my eyes so much more. The stuff they get, it's like, that shouldn't have to come with having a larger following. Like, don't follow someone if you don't like what they're posting or sharing. Like, just keep your opinions to yourself, unless someone is doing something absolutely shocking where you could be like, okay, that's not cool. Like, I never got anything like that when I had my account private and, like, I can't think of the word, just my friends and family because of school and my job and everything. But now, oh, that's very fine. Obviously, hello. I use my social media for my work, my business. So it has to kind of grow, and I have to put myself out there to grow my business, and it's my income, it's what pays my bills for my family. But yeah, at the same time, sometimes I think, Jesus Christ, I just want to keep it to my family.
Yeah, the thing is, though, there's a difference between an opinion. Like, I think everyone can have an opinion, but then there's like a personal opinion. So because hers was like basically getting at the way you mother Remy, that was personal. I think if it's just a genuine opinion about something, that's totally different.
They should be rear facing. You need to put that car seat that way. You shouldn't be feeding them that. They should be breastfed, they should be bottle fed. And it's like, just do what you want to do. More like the mum kind of, not click, but niche on Instagram can be so amazing. Like, that's what got me through lockdown, having a baby, turning to everyone for advice, making friendships like we've met.
Yeah,
you can talk to each other, be like, I'm having a shit day, or I don't know, what do I do about this milk, or do you, whatever, can ask for advice. But also, they're so judgmental.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. Like, calm down. I don't care what anyone else does,
just take out the good people and focus on them. Like, I think as well, you've got, obviously, you speak to Rebecca, Ashley and all them lot, and that's really good for you to be able to speak to each other about it as well. So if you obviously that situation, like, you know, you can go and speak to them about that, and because I'm sure they've had, I know you've said before that some of them have been trolled, and so it's good.
Like, disgusting, the things they get, like, that puts me off. Even, I mean, compared to them, I've literally got like one follower. But it does put me off because I just think, I don't want to have to experience that. I use my Instagram for somewhere to be like inspired and happy and share like fun things about my life and share the shit times, and you can relate to people. I don't want to have to open my phone and be like, oh, what someone said. It shouldn't have to be like that, but I know that that's nothing compared to what other people get. Like Mrs. Hinch, the poor cow, Jesus Christ, she shares, like her and Stacey Solomon are the nicest people, aren't they? Like, I'm obsessed with them and the shit they get, and I think, how? It's just jealousy.
They're so nice. They're like so nice, yeah, as well. That's the thing. But yeah, I think as well, I've probably been holding back. I feel like your Instagram, like you show everything, and I think it's like really good because so many of my friends that message me, I'm like, oh my god, have you seen Steph's Instagram? Like, she's so funny and all of this. But with me, I don't really show enough of Ralph, I don't think. I don't know why. Maybe I'm scared to put him on there. And
yeah, like a protection thing, isn't it? Because I was the same. I thought, am I sharing too much of Remy when it's not her choice? But then I just think, well, this is my little shrine to her.
Yeah, I think yesterday, Ralph was literally in the garden all day. He was playing with mud. He looked like Oliver Twist. Oliver Twist?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. If I put him on Instagram, people would be trolling me, be like, oh my god, she needs to look after her child. Like, he looked an absolute state. But I'm like, he's loving life, he's safe,
yeah,
he's building his immune system up, like, it's fine.
Well, that's why I did that mum fail thing. Oh my god, the amount of children that have drank alcohol, one swallowed a 5p.
Oh my god.
And you just gotta, like, you if you take your eyes off them for 2 seconds, something's happened. Like, Remy's obsessed with coffee at the minute. And he goes, drink, drink, drink. And it's like, it's coffee, hun. I just give it her sometimes. You know what? I do. And then I regret it because she's not going to sleep.
She's having more coffee than me. God, I need to, but yeah, I just think kids are, as long as they're loved, you know, they're in a warm bed at night, and, you know, that is... Oh, what's important is love.
It's with anything, isn't it? You don't share anything, and you're literally seeing 10 minutes out of 24 hours. You can't physically show everything at all. It's impossible, but you show what you want to, whether it's good or bad. But
yeah, I think that's another thing as well about my account. I think I share quite a lot of myself. So probably people are like, does she even look after her child? Like... Hun, I'm with my child 24/7.
Like
when Brad's off, that's like my time to be like, right, let's quickly do this. Like, Brad's off today, so I'm like, right, let's just do this podcast.
Yeah,
you know, cram everything in.
Yeah, you do.
But majority of the time, I am always with him. So because I don't share my Instagram, I think I'm like, oh my god, are people thinking, is she ever with her child?
Yeah, you constantly. Like when I share a specific picture, or say if Remy's like, I put a picture of Remy in a tea and she's rubbing it all over her face, I think, oh god, I'm gonna say something. Or if I share the Lumi spa, or if I share that I'm working, I'm constantly thinking like, someone's gonna give me shit for this, and or what's so and so gonna think. And then I just think, ah, bugger off.
Yeah, if they don't want to, if they don't like it, unfollow, you know.
Well, it's like that poor girl on Love Island who's had death threats. Have you been watching Love Island?
I haven't watched it, but last night I actually sat down and watched it, and I was like, right, okay, I'm getting into this.
It started to get good. I'm watching it, like, because it's on at 10 o'clock here, so I watch it the next morning. I've not watched last night's yet because we've been out and about, but it started to get good. I think now those two new girls have come in, that's when it's, but you can tell, like, when that Lucinda, she's obviously absolutely gorgeous, she looks incredible, and you can tell that's really changed things up. Not that the other girls aren't, because they are stunning.
Yeah, like, just from watching it last night, I thought that three, I don't even know their proper names yet, but I know who that Lucinda is, because she is, yeah, stunning. But the girl she came in with as well is really pretty. Yeah, but then I've noticed, like, they've now joined like that three clan. Who's the lady who went in again late, but she's before them, two girls. So they're like a three now.
Love it. I love the drama.
Yeah, love the drama.
I hate being involved in any drama, but absolutely bloody love watching. like that's when it started to get good. But then I think, oh, this is their real life. I feel bad, but this is some bloody good viewing. But that brand obviously is like fucking stunning, yeah, beautiful. But what a melt.
I know, they were talking, weren't they saying last night that he doesn't know anything about that, is it Lucinda, is that her name?
Is just like completely boring and just, I don't know.
But there's a new guy, isn't there, tonight?
Oh yeah, Teddy. I think that's what he was called. I've not caught up on that though, but who else is there? And I feel sad for that Liberty because aren't boys painful sometimes? He's like, I'm happy, but could I be happier? Matt's saying, no. Matt, I'm happy, hon, but I think I could be happier, darling. It's just giving me the finger.
What a bad husband.
I know, behaviour. Divorce. Well, another thing going off topic, like when everyone was showing their real body before Love Island started, and I was like, Love Island doesn't make me feel any different about my body than I already felt. I already felt like, Jesus Christ, darling.
Yeah.
Get yourself on a diet, sweetie. I already felt like that about my body, and there's no pretending. Like, I'm all about
fitness or anything. Yeah.
Stretch marks don't bother me at all. Anything related to growing a baby. But my weight gain is because I've eaten.
And I feel like if there was like 7 mums on there, they've all had babies and then they had like the most perfect bodies, I'd probably be like, oh my God, I wish I was like that.
Yeah, well, but they're not. Like, young like that. My body at the time, I was like, oh, I hate my body. But looking back,
You could have been on Love Island.
Not now, Jesus, with my boobs hanging like under my armpits, my gut. I just feel so disgusting, but then I carry on eating like yesterday. I was like, oh no, I'm not going to eat that. I feel minging. And then it gets to like 9 o'clock and I'm sat there eating an ice cream. And my mum was laughing at me. She was like, oh, what are you like? I was like, I can't control myself. But yeah.
I saw on Instagram that they should make like a mum Love Island, but like we all just go in and chill out and imagine that. We need a Karen who trolled you like that the other day, and then someone like you in there. Imagine it.
Just get the drama flowing. I'd get kicked out, me, because I'd just be asleep the whole time and saying, what's for tea? Oh my God. Pretty fine.
That would be amazing. Oh, well. Yeah. When are you, so you're going to come back to the UK and then will you go back out to Spain this year?
I'm hoping so. I mean, they've changed it now, haven't they? Obviously, Remy doesn't have to isolate. And if you're fully vaccinated, you don't need to do the whole testing after. I don't think. Maybe you need a day two. I don't know. But I've not had the vaccine. Matt's had one. This is another thing. Like, people giving opinions on what you do with your own body. Like, me and Matt live together. We raise a child together. And he's had it and I haven't. Whether I will, I don't know. It's actually, like,
it's totally up to the person.
I've thought about it, honestly. I've been so against it, obviously, with the fertility thing, and I know there's no right or wrong. Pregnant women are having it. But then I thought, oh my God, if I get to just to and fro, come and visit my parents or go wherever I want, maybe I would. How bad is that? Like, considering you want your freedom. But yeah, me and Matt have different opinions on it. And we can still get along. He does what he wants with his body and I do what I want with mine. Like,
yeah, I have had the first one and I was so, like, it took me a lot to have it because the main thing for me was like fertility.
Yeah.
And I was just so worried. But then in the end, the only reason why, I wonder if anyone else was like this, the only reason why I got it done was because I thought, just in case I couldn't go on holiday.
Yeah,
it sounds really bad.
I know so many people that have done that, and it each to their own, isn't it? That's probably the only reason. So I can just go on with my life. But then I just think, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. You don't say whether you will or you won't, in case one freaking comes for you. But Matt's had it. I've not.
I think they'll change that rule though, because then they are saying if you've been double jabbed, then you don't have to isolate when you get home. I feel like they're going to change that though, because they cannot stop. They can't treat people that have had a vaccine you know, more with privileged or whatever, without, you know, with people that haven't had it at all. That's just totally wrong.
It's crazy.
I just feel like you just need, we've got to the, maybe I don't want to go into too much COVID because we'll probably get trolled. But I just think people just, you take your own risk, you know, if you don't, if it's totally up to your, like, how you feel about it, you should just be able to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like, I would not, they were talking about, aren't they giving it to children? I'm not going to give it to Ralph.
No, that for me, I feel uncomfortable with that. But then again, Matt's like, well, she's had the other vaccines. And I'm like, I know, but I don't know. But again, we disagree on that. But obviously, my opinion will always rule. And mom, I take it. Thank you, thank you. She's just, well, but yeah. This is my holiday now. Back to mum duties. It's so crazy because I'm like, has she got cream on? She needs to be covered. Is she wearing a hat? She's been in the pool too long. She needs to come out. Has she eaten? Has she drank enough?
It's your first holiday though, isn't it? Is it your first holiday? Yeah. With Remy.
Yeah, first time really going anywhere further than, I think the furthest we've taken her is Leamington Spa from a friend's wedding.
Our first holiday, well, we went to like UK holidays, but we were supposed to go to Dubai March 2000. When did Rona start?
March 2020, we went into lockdown.
So we were supposed to go. It got cancelled, and we obviously have not. So he's like 2 and he still hasn't been abroad.
It's poo, isn't it? And now you have to pay for him. But to be honest, I even said, like, I would rather them have their own seat than be sat on my knee. Obviously, with a newborn, it's different, but Remy's quite big, like tall. So, like, her legs couldn't fit when she was sat on my knee. So, I don't even care. I'd rather pay. We had to pay for her anyway. It's £25 each way, which was more than our flight back.
Really? Wow.
But yeah, best go in there. I feel like I sound so, like, sleepy. So chilled right now, guys. I'm so chilled. But yeah, we're back. We're back at it. Who knows when we'll next do another one, but
in a month's time again.
I don't think I could cope without listening to my podcast. I listen to one every night before I go to bed. So hopefully this will I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Someone just wants to listen to us ranting, maybe.
Yeah, that's it. I don't really have to end on because I'm just living my best life, you know. So
you go swimming in your private pool. I'll go downstairs and clean the house.
Oh, I know. I need to go and give Remy a lunch. That's my next job. You know, motherhood never ends, darling.
So have a lovely day, and I'll speak to you when you get back.
Bye, guys.